gonna get enough. Sooner or later the bottle's gonna be popping. Back we bottle of wine and chunks of green all night. Yeah, sooner or later the sun's gonna be rising.
1, 2, 1. Got a lot of enemies, got a lot of friends, and got a lot of warrants too. I smoke a lot of weed, I pull a lot of good deeds, I pull a lot of robberies too. I'm gonna be loud, I'm gonna be rude, my lyrics explicit and lewd. I got the punk rock country attitude. We're gonna start a punk rock country band. With my gun and my beer, I'll be having no fear. I got a big joint in my hands. And the assholes in Nashville fall in the goddamn sea. I'll still be picking my brand of punk country.
Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi.
We got a lot of whiskey, got a lot of beer, and even got moonshine too. When I get drunk before the show, I never know how we'll do. Just got back from a criminal spree, and the mounties are looking for me. And I'm right here picking my brand of punk country. We're gonna start a punk rock country band. With my gun and beer, I'll be having no fear. I got a big joint in my hands. And the assholes in Asheville fall in the goddamn sea. I'll still be picking my brand of punk rock tree.
Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi.
Got a lot of shows to play in a row, and I really hope people go. I got a lot of speeding and top of tickets because we never die slow. We don't give a damn, we're a country punk band right here, we'll make our stand. Now you goddamn people start to dance and clap your hands.
Gonna start a punk rock country band.
With my gun and beer, I'll be having no fear. I got a big joint in my hands.
Till the assholes in Nashville fall
in the goddamn sea, I'll still be picking my brand of punk country.
We're gonna start a punk rock country band.
With my gun, I'll be having no fear. Got a big joint in my hand.
Ain't the assholes in Nashville fall in the goddamn sea,
I'll still be picking my brand of punk country.
$100, I was thinking about the girl I lost the year before. I hadn't seen her in some time, and I thought that I might go on by. But your memory came flooding in and closed the door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I'd come whistling down your track, crashing through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd need a shovel full of coal. Started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. And every time I talk to you, I hear your jealous lies. I feel like I've been left abandoned on some old railway side. Every time I hear your voice, water just gets cold. My stove will not stoke, and my boiler will not boil. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I come whistling down your track, crashing through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. Behind and I couldn't get ahead. I wish someone would pull the lever and give me a little sound. And every time I slip behind and even further back, I wish some switchman would come out of the fog and change my track. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I'd come whistling down your track, crash through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd need a shovel full of coal. Me started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train.
change. Then the steam heat pours from the bodies on the floor, down in the basement where the jackknives play. Before the Hub City girls and the ribbons and the curls, who know the meaning of staying out late. They know the meaning of staying out very, very late. Singing, who does it better than we do? Them sopranos in Andy Diamond's choir. And whoa, 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 nobody knows. I've been crazy for so long without you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now find me beat down out in the universe. Though I'll never forget where I'm from. I might have moved away from home and slept out there on my own, a million miles away in the storm. But the heat never leaves and the temples of relief are to my aching bones rambling all over. And if I'm gone for too long, I can always hum along. So don't you never forget what I told you. Don't you never forget what I told you. Everybody singing,
school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. You?
Yes, very, very good.
Very good, very good.
Yes, it's just the best. So we started this whole lovely, rainy, dark, gloomy morning off with a little bit of upbeatedness. We started off with a band out of Mission, BC called Stoned Moses. Yes, they, I believe, just played this, well, it would have been, I guess, a week ago today. They played downtown at Joe's apartment. And I managed to fall asleep and miss the show. Sorry, guys, I wanted to attend, but I fell asleep. And then I got up early and came here, but anyway, yes, we heard Dance Floor from Stone Moses. We also heard a band out of Prince Edward Island called Raccoon Bandit off of Campcraft, that was Bloody Bone, and another local band called the Joey Only Outlaw Band off of their hottest, latest album, Transgression Trail. We heard punk rock country band.
And then yet another local band.
Yes.
Hit Water.
Yes, that one there. We heard Freight Train off of Lay You Down.
And then we moved out of the country and into New Jersey for one of my favorite bands, the Gaslight Anthem.
Yes.
And that was, I don't know the name of that song. I was just looking for the CD.
Yes.
Song 4.
Yes, it was the fourth track.
From American Slang, their latest.
Yes, we should definitely find out what that was.
Something about a street choir.
Hmm.
I believe it. Anyways, let's move on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope we have a good show lined up for you today. Jason the Bear Paulette will be calling in this morning. He's got a few new Toronto tracks for us this morning. He's got a band called Quest for Fire, as well as Holy Mountain is Loud, and Anagram. So we'll see what those bands are all about. A few Toronto bands. We also have some pretty awesome tickets to give away. A band that I saw during the Junos, I believe it was maybe 2 years ago when the Junos were in town here. Saw them at the Railway, and I love the Railway Club. I really do. I really love the Railway Club, but I really don't like it when they're over capacity and there's way too many people there. And that's what happened when I saw this band during the Junos a couple years ago. I'm not going to tell you who they are yet, because we're going to try and pull out one of their CDs and play a track before we give these tickets away, but they're pretty good. The show's going to be at the Commodore Ballroom February 18th, if that's a clue at all. Little heads
clue
up.
Clue to what?
Clue to the band that we're going to give away tickets to.
Oh, we haven't named the band yet.
I haven't named. That's okay. I'm keeping it secret.
I gotcha.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Keep everybody, you know, in the yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on now. We're going to hear a band, a band. They're called Christian Measy and the Sirens. We play them rather often. I've been trying to get a hold of Christian. I've been a little out of touch. He's from Australia, from a place called Moe, in just outside of Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Melbourne, in the south of Australia. They're not flooding there. So I hope he's okay, because it should be nice and hot there right now.
It should be fine, because it's not flooding.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to...
Is the rest of Australia flooding?
Brisbane. Brisbane in the north.
Oh.
Yes. My roommate is from Brisbane. His dad's been dealing with the flooding.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to hear a track, one that we often play here. It's called Mama Not Gonna Let It. From Christian Measy and the Sirens, right here on Friday Sunrise on
CITR 101.9.
Mama, am I just too young to tell? Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. Guess sometimes it gets so I consider changing side. Sadness like a virus spreading round. Negative and apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness sitting somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No. Am I just too old to learn how to see things through a non-suspicious eye? 'Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get
It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Hey, this is Scott.
And Jeremy from Reggie Blackout.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Rock on.
Something's there on the other side. Something's there on the other side. Something's there on the other side. And it's you. It's you. It's you. Oh, oh. Oh, take me there to the other side. Take me there to the other side. Take me there to the other side. I wanna be on the other side with you. Thank you.
Hi, we're the Geese.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Bitch.
How about some Friday Sunrise with your morning dumplings?
It's only natural to want control. And it's only logical to guard your own.
Understand if it all came. turning hilltops into mountains. I'm a credit to my name. They take a shot at me with medicine. Old movies for the pain. It's the moment wrapped in cellophane. A second out of space. While the stars head to the hats and guarantee my final place. Among the flowers and the dust and dreams. The nightmares up in smoke. All that crazy stuff.
That was a track from The Reckoners. It was called A Ballad for Your Thoughts. It was recorded live in sort of a warehouse by The Reckoners, just with some of their close friends. And they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Backstage Lounge along with a fellow named Bodie Jones. So we're going to play a track from Bodie Jones. This is Bodie Jones.
Living in things I wanna see, a lot of things I wanna be. Only come to me asleep in my mind and in my dreams. Where does the time go? God only knows. Tick tock, the days go by. We try to hold them, but they're born to fly. So I'm gonna live before I die. Feel like I'm never gonna get it right now. Tell myself I'm worth the fight. Terrified of getting old. Terrified of letting go. Building walls and digging holes ain't the best of ways, and I know, I know. Where does the time go? God only knows. Tick-tock, the days go by. We try to hold them, but they're born to fly. So I'm gonna live before I die. So I'm gonna live before I die. I'm gonna seize the moment. I will not let it get away. The wind is blowing. There's no time better than today. I'll say what I need to say. Change what I need to change. I will not waste another day. No, no, no. Where does the time go? Tick-tock, the days go by. We try to hold them, but they're born to fly. And where does the time go? I do not know. Tick-tock, the days go by. We try to hold them, but they're born to fly. So I'm gonna live before I die. God, you know I try.
All right, that was a track from Bodie Jones. That was Where Does the Time Go off of his album Where Does the Time Go. He's playing tomorrow night at the Backstage Lounge with the Reckoners, whom we've had on right here on Friday Sunrise live in studio. You can always check out the podcast of that. But for the time being, it's time for...
Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Bonjour, Jason.
Salut, Mark.
How are you?
Ça va bien, ça va bien, ça va très bien.
D'accord.
Yeah. Hola, barabadabop.
Barabadabop. That's German for I'm well as well.
How you doing, Mark? How you doing, Jeff?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. It's the most
cool.
exciting part of the day.
More music for you from out here in the big freezy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Excrement?
Yeah. Hmm?
Oh, nothing.
Yes. Yeah, I got some good tracks for you from out here. A couple of things happening around town as well that I thought I'd mention. Yeah, first let me mention the music that I discovered. A couple of psychedelic bands for you this week. Some nice grooving tunes, not quite the folky usual stuff, a little heavy groove, but...
Cool, I dig that.
Yeah, no, not, it's very likable, very good stuff. There's a band called Quest for Fire, which pretty popular band out here. They've got some nice tracks, and Holy Mount and Anagram, all the same kind of genre. Nice, like, seriously, heavy grooves, especially on Anagram. Really like the deep groove on them. Anagram's actually playing with Holy Mount this evening at the Silver Dollar downtown. And, yeah, lots of good shows going on. Brett Caswell and Marky Rose is playing at the Horseshoe tonight as well. And this evening I'm going to be in the Shawa, the Oshawa area. A local band out here is going to do their second show. I've been hanging out with them where they've been recording and taking some pictures for them. And, yeah, they're ready to put themselves out there now. So we're going to go check that one out tonight. Don't have a name for those guys yet. They're tossing around a couple names. So for now, we're going to go with Nude at School on those guys. But... after this evening, I'm sure they'll have it confirmed. Pretty tight band. A couple of guys from several different bands that got together. They've been jamming out for about a year now, and they're about to take the Schwab by storm tonight. So
nice. You should see if they can call themselves Nude on Stage and get a real show going.
Nude on, yeah, well, maybe, man. I'm sure after a couple of drinks, they'd be willing to do it. In fact, I'm sure without any drinks, these guys would be willing to do it. Bunch of good guys in that band for sure.
Nice, cool. How did you come across Quest for Fire?
Honestly, I was just looking for different kind of music. I hadn't seen them or I hadn't heard them mentioned. I was just doing the old Google for like psychedelic and for like grungy kind of heavy tones because I'm kind of into the old groove and I actually find that. This stuff, Anagram, for some reason, actually reminded me... I mean, they're nothing like The Doors. Like, I'm not going to try and compare them to The Doors or anything like that, but there's, like, a really nice heavy vibe, nice deep sound that kind of gave me that spooky feel that I used to get from The Doors. And so I was kind of looking for just some new stuff to listen to for myself, and I came across these guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear some fresh psychedelia.
Yeah, it's good stuff. There's like just about every track is good. If you want to check out Quest for Fire, like in the Place of the Storm or Strange Vacation is really good. For Holy Mount, let's see, what was my fave on that was actually Born of Eclipse was good, and The Rain, The Might, nice tune, and Anagram I would play the first one. I've been wrong before. It's got a nice. Some nice guitar riff happening on that. So,
what do you mean by you? Oh, never mind. I've been wrong before. Is the name of the song, not of your idea.
I'm never wrong.
That nice. Right.
That one time when I was horribly wrong and everything went awry.
And you woke up in Toronto.
I woke up in Toronto. What the heck happened there? No, that one. I wasn't wrong about that. That was a good misadventure.
And you woke up in Vancouver.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that day, actually, to wake up in Vancouver again. I'm prepping for the spring return, so...
Cool.
Nice, I'm looking forward to it myself. Nice to see your face again.
Yeah. Aw, yeah. So it'd be fantastic to sit back and chat and have some coffee with you boys and...
Just
and
have a nice old cuddle.
Talk, you know? What's happening out there in Vancouver? Anything exciting?
Wet.
Yes.
I got rear-ended pretty good last night on my way home from a jam session.
In your car, right?
Yeah, I tore my CITR sticker right off my bumper.
What?
Yeah, and all my, a few other ones. My Big Tall Garden sticker is off there now, and yeah, it's...
So you don't have a bumper, or the stickers just got scraped off?
The bumper's still there. It's not too bad. But, my stickers are...
But are you okay?
It doesn't matter. The stickers are gone, Jason. But, yes, I'm all right. My neck's a little sore, but, hey, what can you do? At least I'm not dead. Hey!
Hey, oh, nice. Well, good to hear you're good.
Yeah.
But, well, hopefully I have some new Van Music stickers for you. I'm actually getting some printed very shortly, so I'll send them out to you. And I have a stack of CITR stickers with me here that I've been slapping up on phone booths and stuff and bus stops out here. So I'll send some of those out to you, too, if you need them.
Yes, I might need an extra one because my other one's gone now.
Right on. Yeah. Actually, speaking of Van Music, I want to mention as well, there's a fantastic book review by Julian Callender up there for... Let me just pull it up here for Sherry Curie's book, Neon Runway, I believe it's called. Let me just pull it up here because this is super cool. Neon Angel, here it is. A memoir of a runaway. Neon Angel, a memoir of a runaway. You need to check that out. Pretty fantastic. She wrote a review for the book written by Sherry Curie, who was the singer of that band. If you remember the song, Cherry Bomb, that tune. those guys, that big band from the 70s.
Have you seen the movie?
Actually, Jillian got a response from the lead singer, from Sherry Curie, on her book review. It's fantastic. If you go to vanmusic.ca, hit that article, and just read the back and forth between Sherry and Jillian. It's pretty fantastic. She read the review, and she really liked it, and... Jillian's pretty stoked about it. Van Music's pretty stoked about it, that we got hit by the singer of the band. So
awesome.
Have you seen the movie The Runaways, Jason?
What's that?
Have you seen the movie about her?
I actually haven't. It's mentioned in the article. It says that it's you know, obviously based on the book, but it doesn't nearly go into as much detail as the book, and you really get a sense of how intense those times were from the book and how much of a survivor Sherry is.
Yeah, it's. I saw the movie, and it's a little bit weird because I think Dakota Fanning is playing Sherry. Which, sounds like she's, or the movie portrays her as living a life of drugs and promiscuous sex with men and women, and seeing Dakota Fanning, who I mean, I'm not a connoisseur of Dakota Fanning, but I just know of her as like the little girl from different shows and movies and such. But, anyways.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I'll check it out. Apparently the movie's really good. I'd kind of rather read the book now because it just seems so intense. And, yeah, there is a lot of that stuff happening. Sherry's actually, I believe, a drug counselor now in real life. She mentions in her comments that she's putting out her first album in 30 years very soon. So, you know, looking forward to hearing that. But, yeah, tons of crazy adventures with that girl. She started in that band at 15 years old. She was hanging out at an all-ages club. You had to show ID to get into the club, prove you were under 21. And Joan Jett came in with some of the band and saw her chilling at the bar looking, you know, like a sexy young lady. And asked her if she could sing or play any instruments. And she said she could sing. So they were like, come audition for the band. And before you know it, she's a superstar.
Yeah, that band was full of... there was a couple other people in that band. I know Lita Ford, who was an 80s metal guitarist, was in that band, and it was one of those super groups before they got famous after as well.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally fantastic fantastic amount of talent in that band. Like, for like all those girls in that band were just crazy.
Huh.
So check it out, vanmusic.ca. You can read Sherry's comments, Jillian, and it's pretty inspiring that... Van Music's getting such a good response.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Good on Jill.
Yeah, good on Jill, man. She's working it. She's doing a great job.
Hmm. I guess she doesn't just have good looks.
Yeah, she's more than just a pretty face. She's talented as well. she's a great guy. You should check it out. Calendar Girl is her blog. She actually has that exclusive interview with bassist from Hole and Smashing Pumpkins as well, which, Jill's rocking it right now. She's doing fantastic work for us.
Nice. Cool, dude.
Yeah, but I won't keep you having chatting up your ears here, so I'll let you get back to your Friday morning there. And
alrighty.
How about your day?
Sounds like a plan, Jason.
It's cool. You could call me Stan.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Awesome.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for calling in again, and I guess we'll catch up with you next week with some fresh Toronto tracks of the week.
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna start it all off with Quest for Fire.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mark. All right, Jeff. I'll catch you guys next week with some new stuff.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Peace.
See ya.
All right, that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in with his Toronto Tracks of the Week right here on Friday Sunrise. So we're going to get to Quest for Fire, Holy Mount, and Anagram of three bands out of Toronto right after this.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Okay, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Yes, that was the three Toronto tracks of the week sent in from Jason the Bear Paulette out of Toronto. So that last track we heard was called I've Been Wrong Before from a band called Anagram. Preceding that, we heard a track called Born of Eclipse from Holy Mount. We heard In the Place of a Storm from Quest for Fire, who is touring in Europe right now, actually. Before that, we heard Where Does the Time Go from Bodie Jones and the Reckoners. Ballad for Your Thoughts before that. Now, this is a time for one of my favorite things that we do here on Friday Sunrise, so get ready for it.
Hey, what happened?
Jerry, you know the human head was 8,000.
The band has been together 16 years, together on the road.
These guys are 11.
All hairdressers are in the employment of the government. Hair are your errands. They pick up signals from the cosmos and transmit them directly into the brain. This is the reason bald-headed men are uptight.
I got a real red wagon.
That's what you are. You're just bastard people. And I'm going home and I'm gonna bite my pillow is what I'm gonna do.
I can't do my work.
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were,
hey, what happened?
And now, with absolutely no relevance to those sound clips at all, it's time for the music fact of the day.
Yes, that's right. It's time for the music fact of the day. Jeff has been doing all the homework on the music fact of the day, so I really have no idea what the music facts are and if they have anything to do with music. So, Jeff, please fill us in. What do you got for us this week?
Today we are all about the music. My dog ate my homework, so I don't have as many as I normally do.
It's all good.
But did you know?
I didn't.
Eric Clapton, he grew up thinking that his sister was his mother.
Really?
His mother was a sister. Hold on. What happened was he was raised by his grandparents, and he grew up believing that his real mother was his sister.
Huh.
His father also was Canadian.
Interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
During World War II, I guess his dad was stationed over there.
He knocked up some British babe.
Yes, yes, yes. And that was that.
Huh.
Anywho, next one up.
Alrighty, number two.
Number two. The band Soundgarden,
mm-hmm.
Chris Cornell's first band, or first big band. Seattle band.
Yep.
Do you know how they named their band? What does Soundgarden mean?
They had a stereo in the garden in the back.
No, it is named after a sculpture in Seattle that hums in the wind.
Ooh.
It's called Soundgarden.
Cool.
Moving on from that, I stuck with the Seattle theme, and this one is a little bit more well-known, but the band Pearl Jam, the first big album, 10.
Yep.
Do you know where 10 came from? The number 10. How did they name their album?
They were watching Sesame Street, and that episode was brought to them by the number 10.
Close, close, close. But no, actually, their favorite basketball player at the time was a guy by the name of Mookie Blaylock. I think he played for the New Jersey Nets, and his number was 10.
Huh.
Yes.
Huh. Cool. Well, that's interesting. Thank you for those wonderful music facts of the week. And it's good that they were actually music-related, because oftentimes we just don't do that.
Oh, don't fear. Next week I will be back with non-music-related facts.
Okay. For the music fact of the week.
You got it.
Excellent. Cool. Well, moving on, I just want to say congratulations. We had mentioned earlier this morning that we were going to give some tickets away, and we haven't actually announced the actual ticket giveaway or who it was who the tickets were for, but I have to say the tickets were for February 18th at the Commodore Ballroom for Plants and Animals, and I want to congratulate Alex Bell. You won the two tickets. We actually put a little message up on our Facebook page and to call in for the tickets, and Alex did that. So thank you, Alex, for paying attention to that. If just for future reference, if anybody wants tickets, just add us on Find Friday Sunrise on Facebook, and you can kind of get in there first.
I think we're going to try and post what tickets we're going to give away right when we start the show. So if you can get a head start. There
yes.
you go. Alex did it.
Get your fingers on some tasty tickets. They're finger licking good. All right. Yes. So now, what else was I going to say? Yes, we were going to play a track from Plants and Animals to congratulate Alex for winning those tickets. So we're going to hear a track from their latest album called La La Land. This song is called American Idol, I believe, right here on Friday Sunrise on
CITR.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From trans. Sexual.
Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Be sure to check out Tron Legacy playing through January 13th, The Green Hornet beginning January 13th and playing until January 27th, and a special midnight screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show on January 28th.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
All right, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to go see a concert on Monday and then driving down to Seattle to see the same band on Tuesday. And I'm very excited for this. The band is called Ween. They're playing at the Queenie Theater on Monday. So we're going to hear a track from Ween. Very, very exciting.
Very, very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
There was a rude boy on my bus just the other day. I'll bet he thought, everyone thought, that he looked gay. He had flowers in his arms and kisses in his teeth. It's safe to say, in spite of this, there was rare beef. I said, rude boy, why you lying about everything you say? You bumble claw, pussy hole, everything's okay. He said, dickhead, why you trying to put me in my place? I never said a single word, you judge me by my face. He said, these flowers are for my girlfriend, it's our anniversary. 2 years, 6 months, and kids, we've got three. And then he said, la la. I said, rude boy, I am sorry I ever said those words. I shook his hand and said my name. He showed me back at his birth. He said, Johnny is what you call me when you are my mate. We hung out for a bit, drinking and chatting shit. Now I say, la la. Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in the bank, in her hands not a thing. Now she says.
Now I say, la 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 la.
right, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. This has been another episode. Please feel free to check out the podcast of this show at CITR.ca. Don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca as well for a great resource for awesome local music facts and whatnot, articles, and yeah, some great music there. And yes, if you want to win free tickets, don't forget to go to our Facebook page, and you can yeah, get some info there on tickets. Yes, so thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bye. We're going to leave you with one more track from Ween off of La Cucaracha. And I should also mention that last track that we just heard was Tobacco Brown off of Bruised Gin. That was the 468 Blues. We play that one all the time. He's got a few gigs coming up. You can check him out on MySpace MySpace.com/ Tobacco Brown. So we're going to leave you with Ween, Learning to Love. We'll see you next week.
Learning to Love. Learning to live. Left, 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 left